few weeks back, we talked with writing coach Kathy Giorgio on WTMJ Conversations, and there was a part of her story that we didn't reveal to you at the time, and that is what her husband has been struggling with over the last few months. And Kathy, tell us a little bit about what happened on January 17th of this year.
On January 17th, my husband walked out of work. He works at the downtown campus of MATC. He was walking toward his bus depot, and he got to the intersection of 6th and State in downtown Milwaukee. And there's actually a video of this, so I'm able to say pretty much exactly what happened. He got to the intersection. He waited for the light, looked left, looked right, looked left again, walked into the crosswalk, and partway through, a man who turned left turned right into my husband and hit him going 30 miles an hour. Michael went up onto the hood. He went into the windshield. He dropped to the pavement, and then the minivan ran him over.
This had to be such a shock to both of you. How is he doing now, Kathy?
He is in a rehab center. He is hopefully going to be coming home within the next week or two, but he is still recovering from multiple skull fractures, a fracture of the T10 vertebrae in his back, which is like right up in between your shoulder blades. It won't keep him from walking, but it still caused a lot of pain, and he hasn't been able to sit upright. He also had a traumatic brain injury. For a while there, he was living 25 years ago, kept telling me he was 25 years old, which would be difficult since we've been married 25 years. But he's doing much better. So he is going to be coming home and continuing with the recovery.
We hear about reckless driving around the area, and I know this is part of the struggle that you and Michael have had, and that is because it appears that minivan didn't even bother to stop at that intersection.
No, it went right through. He did, to his credit, he did stop after he hit Michael. It was not a hit and run. But no, he didn't even stop. He just turned. And according to the police report, it's an older man, and it said that he was trying to change lanes as he was turning through the intersection. So he said he didn't see Michael, and I'm willing to bet he was probably looking over his shoulder to see if there was a car coming up so that he could move over one lane.
You know, with the kind of traumatic injuries that you're talking about with Michael, I'm sure the expenses have to be through the roof. What about insurance? I mean, was the driver of that vehicle insured? Are Michael's expenses going to be covered?
That's the big question. The driver is underinsured. He was covered for $50,000, and that's it. That's all we can get from his insurance. The insurance company that covers him has declared that driver 100% responsible. Michael has no responsibility in this event at all. He did everything right, but he is only covered for $50,000. I do have underinsured motorist coverage on my insurance, but what I didn't know and what I think everybody has to know is that when you have underinsured motorist coverage, they take the at-fault driver's amount and they subtract it from what you've said to cover yourself for underinsured. So when I originally signed up for my car insurance years ago, I asked, what is the usual amount you put on that? And they told me $50,000. Well, $50,000 minus the driver's $50,000 is zero. I get nothing from my car insurance, even though I've been paying into it for years.
I understand a friend has launched a GoFundMe campaign to help pay for the expenses that Michael is going to be experiencing for the rest of his life.
Right. And again, you know, what I think people need to know, we've all seen the commercials about people who are in car accidents and they get awarded, you know, $2 million, $3 million, whatever. That's not the case when it's a private driver. That's the case if he's driving a company car and you can sue the business. But in this case, with this particular driver, he does not have much in the way of assets, so there really isn't anything to sue him for. I always thought when someone was declared responsible for an accident, then at that point, it all became that person's responsibility. But that's not the case. They will not go after the driver. It all comes back to us. So the driver is out there living his life as if nothing happened, and we are the ones that are having to deal not only with the physical pain and the emotional trauma, but we're also going to be dealing with the financial fallout.
And how do we find that GoFundMe campaign?
If you go to the GoFundMe site and search under Helping Michael Home, it will come right up.
Kathy, there's one other element to this story that I'd like you to share, and that's the fact that Michael didn't drive, and he used to have, what, dreams that something like this was going to happen to him?
Right. Michael doesn't drive at all. He never has. He's always had a phobia about driving, and he has always been terrified of being hit by a car. He has had nightmares since he was a child about being hit by a car. So this is a nightmare come true. And as of right now, he does not remember the accident. He doesn't remember it at all. And I think there's probably a reason for that. He's just not aware it happened, but it is just so weird that this is something he's always been afraid of.
And in your 25 years of marriage, you have been with him when he's awakened having some of these nightmares.
Oh, yes, all the time. And, I mean, these are flat-out sit-up-in-bed-yelling nightmares. And, well, like I said, now it's happened.
Kathy Giorgio. Again, she's with All Writers Workplace and Workshop. She and Michael founded that organization, helping writers to develop their skills. It's a terrible story, Kathy, and certainly our hearts go out for you, for Michael, wishing you both the best and that he is on the road to recovery.
Thank you so much for your concern.